The co-founder of the tech events company Web Summit, Paddy Cosgrave, has returned to the role of CEO 6 months after he stepped down following controversy over comments he made on the Israel-Hamas conflict. Mr. Cosgrave drew criticism after posting on social media platform X that, quote, war crimes are war crimes even when committed by allies on the 13th of October. A number of commercial partners, including tech giants Google and Meta, withdrew from Web Summit from the conference in Portugal in November of last year following his comments. In a statement on Twitter X this morning, Paddy Cosgrave said he'd stepped away and had reconnected with Web Summit friends and I listened to what they had to say. Well, Charlie Taylor is technology and innovation editor with the Business Post and he joins us now on the line with more on this. So 6 months away from the chief executive's chair, Charlie, but Paddy Cosgrave is back.
Yeah, I think, though, with this, it's very much a case of the big surprise is there's no surprise. Even when he stepped down initially and Catherine Ma came in on an interim basis, well, at that stage, it wasn't seen as an interim basis. It was assumed and it was very much put out there as though she was in for the long haul. She came in, but there was talk, particularly in tech circles at that time, that he was only going to be out for 3 months or so. And when things died down, the heat died down on all of this, that he would be back. Lo and behold, Catherine Ma came in, she steadied the ship somewhat and went after 3 months. She's gone off to NPR and surprise, surprise, Paddy's back.
Right. So at this stage then, is this a move that he's making because he's confident that those big tech companies which pulled out in November, that they're back on board?
Yeah, well, I assume he's thinking that. But I mean, I would see it as quite a risky move because this is by no means, you know, the controversy that built up is by no means over. I mean, obviously, with the Israel-Hamas conflict still ongoing. And now, you know, obviously, some sentiment has changed somewhat. At the time when he made his comments, it was very much a sort of pro-Israeli, you know, backlash against him that was like, you did not say, you know, he did not comment on the victims of the attack on October the 7th and so on. He just said, you know, we need to be careful. You know, there needs to be, you know, war allies, you know, war crimes are war crimes, even if they're undertaken by allies. Now, you know, obviously this conflict is still going on. The controversy is still going on because there's been so many, you know, I think we can say, at least on this side of the water, that, you know, it's been atrocities that have been committed here. Or even if you say, you know, an unfair actions have been taken against Gaza. What, you know, obviously that shows that sentiment has changed, but has it changed enough that he's going to get a free run here and partners are going to be back? I think that's a huge risk that the company has taken after steadying the waters somewhat to think that this is over and that big name companies like Google, Intel and so on are going to walk back in.
So when, Charlie, will the first test come? Web Summit doesn't happen until much later in the year, but the company does run a regular series of conferences right around Europe and across North America, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, the big flagship event is Web Summit Lisbon, which doesn't take place to November. Now, if you recall, that was the event that originally started in Dublin and then moved to Lisbon under a 10-year deal in quite controversial circumstances at the time. So that's the flagship event, and that's the gold mine, if you like. But I mean, there's an event taking place in the next couple of weeks in Rio, which is Web Summit Rio, and also, you know, and I think this has happened so close to that event that it will have no implications in terms of that, his return. There's also Collision, which is a bit of a tricky one for Web Summit. It's the North American event they run. It was in New Orleans for a few years. It's in Toronto. And, you know, the city has a sort of a bit of a difficult relationship. It's sort of, it's there, but it's not loved in the same way that Web Summit would be loved in Rio or even in, and obviously in Lisbon. So I think, you know, we may see something happen there, and particularly it's in North America, which obviously is where a lot of the backlash against Cosgrave happened. So I think that might kind of give us an early indication of how partners feel about his return. Okay. But I think, you know, obviously Lisbon is going to be the big one.
All right, we'll watch that space. Charlie, for the moment, thanks very much. Charlie Taylor there from the Business Post, back with more after this short break.